Hello, and welcome to our special podcast about philanthropy. I'm Hannah Buxton, Managing Director at Coutts, and responsible for the Coutts Institute in Charity Investment. I'm joined today by two of our senior advisors in the team, Rachel Harrington and Victoria Papworth, and they help our clients to give effectively and impactfully to the causes they care about. So a number of our clients are asking us at the moment how they can support those affected by coronavirus and how they can support charities during this very difficult time. And we thought it would be useful to share our suggestions for what you can do to make a difference over the short term, the medium term, and the long term. You can find out more about how we can help you with your philanthropy by speaking to your private banker or visiting coutts.com/philanthropy. So Vicky, let's come first to you. What can people do quickly to support those affected by coronavirus?
Thank you, Hannah. So we're recommending that clients who want to give just quickly and effectively should do so in the first instance via the National Emergencies Trust. And you can find them online at nationalemergenciestrust.org.uk/coronavirus. And if it's helpful, let's give a little bit of background to the National Emergencies Trust, or the NET, as we sometimes call it. So the NET was established last year, and it acts as a manager for the appeal, collecting all of the funds together. It's an independent organisation which works with several partners and distributes funds fairly and effectively at a time of domestic disaster. So in this particular appeal, the NET is working with a network of local funders, community foundations across the UK. So community foundations tend to be city or county based, so perhaps Leeds Community Foundation or Essex Community Foundation, and they're very well established and well used to passing out small pieces of funding to local organisations on the ground. So it's a great way of making sure that your donation has the most impact. If you're keen to make a donation to a particular place, perhaps somewhere you live or where you grew up, then community foundations are a great way to do this and to ring fence that particular donation. And I know that lots of the community foundations do have specific coronavirus funds slightly separate from the NET. So you'll be able to make sure that the funds and the donations that you pledge are being spent in the way that you want them to be spent in that particular place. There's another organisation that's working with the NET, which it's useful to talk a little bit about here, and that's Crowdfunder. So Crowdfunder is currently offering a free platform for those raising funds for businesses and charities affected by the virus. So, and also, so you can go there and you can donate generally to organisations which are supporting the response to coronavirus. Or if you wanted perhaps to make a donation to a specific organisation, a small business, or perhaps a charity, again, near to where you live or where you work or somewhere that has meaning for you, then that's a great way to navigate that if you don't have an existing relationship with organisations already. So right now, what are we, sort of 2-3 weeks into the main part of this response? Charities are having to make the most incredibly difficult decisions about how to balance their need for immediate response against still being there to make a difference in the long term. And so for us, we think that using platforms like the NET, using locally trusted and established organisations like community foundations or partners like Crowdfunder, this allows organisations who are working frantically at this time to receive this support efficiently and effectively without having to manage, you know, as you can imagine, multiple donations from a variety of places and different spaces.
Thank you, Vicky. That's a great overview of how the charities are using those funds efficiently and effectively, as you say. But with the government saying that current conditions are unlikely to change anytime soon, what can people do over the coming weeks to support the causes they care about?
Yeah, so that's a great question because, you know, although the immediate response is happening right now, we do need to think about the medium and the longer term as well, just to make sure that those charities are there for the long term. So it's more than just emergency response, although that's vital. It's about helping these local services to survive and making sure that people continue to have the support that they need. So we know that lots of our clients already support many charities in this space, and that these charities, they're stuck in seeing both a massive drop in their income, and this is coupled with a huge increase in demand for their support. it's not possible for them to mothball staff if they are to continue to support people in need. So you can imagine, as the situation progresses, as day by day, the need is greater and charities are responding more, the impact on them is compounding. So we would suggest, if you do perhaps already have a financial relationship with the charity that you support, then I'd say the best thing that you can do right now is to offer them a no strings attached donation to help them survive over the coming months. So as you'd imagine, charities, they rely on fundraising. They will, especially in the spring and summer when the weather is just starting to get good. And there's been some really worrying estimates on the loss of this income that have come through over the last few days and weeks. So some suggestions are that charities across the UK could stand to lose over £4 billion in fundraised income over the coming 3 months. And I'm just going to pause there. £4 billion that they would spend on supporting local communities and individuals. So it's a huge amount of money. So alongside the fundraising income, charities will also earn money as well as receiving donations. So just like small businesses, they've seen this big drop in their income. And so it's really vital here, alongside them reducing their overheads, which they will be doing to avoid closing altogether, and facing issues around tenants potentially not paying or not being able to pay their rent. It's really, really vital that we can offer them that support to help them going over the next few weeks and months.
Hi, it's Rachel here. I think the point that Vicky made there about the value of no strings attached donations is absolutely key. What's becoming abundantly clear right now is that no charity is immune to the impacts of this virus. It doesn't really matter which particular cause or sector or charity that our clients care about, whether that's homelessness, education, the arts, domestic violence, refugees, the environment. Everything is going to feel this brunt of reduced income and struggling to respond and deliver the services that people need. So that for those clients who already support charities local to them or working nationally or internationally, now is the time to get in touch, to offer support and to just make those unrestricted donations that the charities can spend as they need to with that working capital over the next few months that will enable them to keep going and survive. And 4 billion seems like a hugely terrifying number, but it also shows us that right now every pound that's given really will count and make a difference.
Thank you. And looking beyond the current situation, what can our clients do to develop their own philanthropy strategy over the longer term?
Yeah, that's a great question, Hannah. And we spend a lot of time speaking with our clients about how they can do just that and how they can get the most impact from their donations. And, you know, we have always believed in the transformative power of philanthropy. And this crisis, you know, more than any other, has highlighted just what an important role it plays for the charities which our clients support, and also for our clients and their families themselves. Whilst we talk about the importance of strategy and those long-term relationships, that has to sit alongside right now the emergency response, which is vital. So helping those local services to survive is about both creating that initial structure to help with those donations, but also about working long-term to help them be here for the future. So another statistic, if it's helpful, nearly 40% of charities that were recently surveyed said that they did not expect to be able to operate in their current form for the next 6 months without help. And that's a huge part of the network of charities and mutual support that exists across the UK, which might not be here in 3, 4, 5, or 6 months' time. And charities, they're not interchangeable. You can't lose one and then just pick another one up from scratch. They have deep and trusted relationships with the people they serve. So it's vital that we protect these charities that exist now. And we know that lots of our clients do have those long-term meaningful relationships with the charities they support. Cash flow, yes, that's an issue. And there's an immediate need to access that. But developing a strategy, building those relationships, that helps you have the biggest impact. And that aid and support is what helps the wider cause. So no organization has a right to exist through thick and through thin, but people do have a right to the services which help them to thrive. And often it's only charities which can provide those services. So the net appeal is fantastic, and we're absolutely right behind that, and it has a massive part to play, but so does philanthropy and philanthropists, and we're seeing them take the lead in keeping alive the causes that they care for and they believe in.
Thanks, Vicky. I think another thing that's really struck me in our conversations with clients over the last few weeks is it's reinforced how much giving is very much a family affair for lots of our clients. I've been speaking to many families where that this crisis has prompted them to reflect more as a family about which causes, which issues really matter to them, you know, what their values are as a family and what kind of footprint, I guess, that they want to make in the world and in their communities. Whether that's through financial support that they can offer or even through their time and their expertise and skills and the networks that they can bring. And now is a really great time to be having those conversations with family members. You know, what does everyone care about? You know, why is that important to people? And are there any common threads in there that bind us together as a family? Even those of us with very young children at home, where we're struggling to do homeschooling and keep small people occupied as well as keeping the rest of life going, might find, for example, that encouraging children to give a bit of their pocket money to charities that they like during this time could feel like a very positive and constructive thing to do, helping them to feel like they can do something to help when life might feel quite uncertain. And Coutts has got lots of resources and ideas that can help families get those conversations going, and also some useful questions to think through that might help you plan for your giving for the longer term, and that kind of footprint that you might want to create.
That's really interesting, thank you. And finally, Rachel, could you talk us through some of the things Coutts as an organisation is doing to help those that are currently affected?
Absolutely. So I was delighted to see that our parent company, the NatWest Group, is matching donations that colleagues and customers are making to the National Emergencies Trust appeal that Vicky was talking about earlier. And of course, many of our clients who are part of Thank You from Coutts and will have been using their Coutts crowns will already have seen that they can make donations to support people who are homeless in London. And that option is still there. But we're also exploring other ways that we might be able to help clients to give. But separately, I'm a trustee of the Coutts Foundation, which is the independent charity that the bank supports every year. And we support charities all over the UK who help families who are living in poverty, and particularly very vulnerable women and girls. And as I'm sure you can imagine, all of those charities are struggling with huge demand and decreased income at the moment. And the people that they look after, who were already very vulnerable, are being hugely impacted by this crisis. So we've spoken to all of the charities to understand what they need. We're being incredibly flexible with them around the funding that they already have and the fact that they don't need to send us 80-page reports while they're tackling this crisis. But most importantly, the trustees have agreed to make £150,000 of extra emergency funding available to those charities to help them over the coming months to make sure that they can keep delivering for those really vulnerable families and will still be there in a few months' time to keep enabling those families to thrive. And if you want to find out more about the charities that we're supporting, you can see them on coutts.com/foundation.
Thank you very much. And thank you to both of you. That was a great insight in what we can do immediately to respond, but also how we might think about things in the longer term. Please remember that if you want to make a difference straight away, we think the best way to do this is to donate to the National Emergencies Trust. And please also remember that we are here to help you. If you'd like to talk to us about how we can support your philanthropy over the short, medium or long term, please speak to your private banker or visit coutts.com/philanthropy.